And this time on Culture File, the worldwide warble, as we click through to the Seamus Ennis Arts Centre's online singing home. Back in the old world before the spring, traditional singer and producer Mac Darragh Yates helped organise regular events such as the legendary Dublin Session the night before Larry got stretched, with all comers, including singers from new folk acts such as Lancome and Landless, sharing a song. But when the pandemic hit, events needed a refit. Yates began an experiment to see how he might take his singing meetups to Zoom. Not only did the plan work, it actually presented plenty of advantages over the bricks and mortar night out, from allowing a global band of participants to adding a new sonic patina to creating a fresh kind of online intimacy, as Mac Darragh Yates told Culture File's Louise McMahon.
One starry night, as I lay sleeping, one starry night, I lay in my bed.
I always had traditional singing in my life to some extent. From a really young child, I recall like being on the streets in East Wall, where I grew up in the North Inner City, and kids would sing songs that I later would understand were child ballads. There was bits of it in my home, every family gathering, there were songs of some form, not always traditional, but sometimes traditional. I've begun to engage in the traditional singing community in various different ways, with different festival programs, projects I've sort of put on myself. And when the pandemic happened, there was sort of an instant vacuum for how on earth are we going to socialize? How on earth are we going to practice our niche little interest?
What brings you into my room, to my room, to my room?
A lot of people who sing traditional songs are older people, and for many of us, the only time of the week they get out of the house. They're not just great singers, but they're connections to an older art form. And for these people not to have this time in the winter of their lives to be out of the house, and who knows, if this goes on for a year, 2 years, that's a massively vital amount of time we could have lost with who are, in my opinion, our national treasures.
Oh, Dan, me dear, you're welcome.
So I just started to get kind of worried about what these people were going to do in the absence of pubs being open and places to sing songs.
Thank you, ma'am.
When the Inishowen Traditional Singers Weekend was cancelled, which for me was a huge blow because it's literally the highlight of the traditional singing calendar of year, I was particularly upset. And a friend of mine, Michael Steen from Portland, Oregon, who's also planning on traveling to Ireland to go to the festival, approached me and said, why don't we do something on Zoom? That was maybe 5 days before the proposed date for the Inishowen COVID-19 conference call singing session. We set it up and did it, and it was a huge success. Within a week, every club in Ireland was doing one. Fast forward, the Seamus Ennis Arts Centre see what we're doing with that session and with other sessions and says, hey, would you come along and do one for us?
Bernie, are you there?
Okay, yeah.
Have you got a song
yet? Yeah, I'll do Frank Hart's song, The Hour in Exile.
Gorgeous.
And hopefully you can hear me without the wind. The wind is blowing down the chimney here and something desperate.
What we've done with each session is try and mimic the format of a normal in-person session.
There's not enough
in a normal evening of singing, say in the Cobblestone or in the Goleen or any of these pubs, a healthy number of people you might get to in an evening is maybe 35 in a 3-hour session. The way Zoom have it is you can have a max of 100 participants. We don't like to close the door to anybody. We like to allow people to sign up and come along to the sessions as much as they like. But when you've got 100 people in a conference call, you're not going to get to everybody. Sadly.
But the landlady's simple and friendly. She makes up for the damp on the wall. She makes up for the damp on the wall.
I make a business at the top of the Seamus Ennis Arts Centre sessions, for example, to say, if you were here last month,
right, and you didn't get to sing last month, there was maybe 5 or 6 people who were left out, can you hit the raise your hand button on the side there? Use the chat down the bottom here.
I always like the sort of function of a guest spot in a session to sort of go, well, we're all singing, and here's an example of a really great singer, and we're not going to just hear one song from them. We're going to hear several songs from them and see how they string a set together.
It's a song called I'd Rather Be Tending My Sheep.
Guests like Ian Lynch from Lancome, who was a really early guest and an early committee member of the night before Larry got stretched.
If I was the king of Taunton Town.
guests like Nelny Cronin, the wonderful Seanad singer from the Muscraigaltacht, and also Muireann Ac Eolaithe.
You may have to unmute yourself, Muireann.
Famously of Danu and now just as a solo artist.
Muireann, do we have you?
Hi. How are you? Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Zoom obviously has drawbacks, right? So audio quality can be questionable. People's webcams can be of varying qualities. You know, maybe 5 years ago, the idea that 100 people could all meet in a quote-unquote conference room online and sing songs to one another was a far-off dream. The idea that we can do it now, it's something we almost take for granted. I shudder to think what lockdown, at least for me and for other traditional singers, would have been like without this lifeline. Anybody who joins in would be majorly surprised at how much you can communicate through a choppy signal and through video quality. And sometimes you barely notice. It's like you're in a room with somebody. In a pub, your sight lines necessarily mightn't be all that good. You know, you could be shoved in a corner somewhere. The amazing thing about Zoom is the camera's right in front of someone's face. You have this intimate, like, first-person view of everybody who's singing a song in a way that you mightn't otherwise. So it's got its drawbacks, but it can be strangely more personal.
Okay.
Irlo Linard talks about the family of singers, people that don't know each other, that are kindred spirits, and they come together and they have this shared bond. It's been particularly interesting to know how that intimacy isn't lost on Zoom, right? A good singing weekend usually is full of much laughter and much tears and everything in between on the emotional spectrum. And I've seen all of that occur on Zoom. Singing can be very nostalgic for some people. It can remind them of their parents and their grandfathers and whatever else. And that all comes through. There has been a massive call within the community for Zoom sessions to continue regardless. Can this replace an in-person session? I don't think so, but it can have distinct advantages.
And I thought you were.
Anybody who joins in will realize just how much it can give in a time when nobody can get out to a pub.
Forever. But now I found love.
MacDara Yates and his singing family there with songs and stories from the Zoom Room. The Seamus Ennis Arts Centre's online traditional singing sessions run on the first Friday of every month until September. The next instalment on August 1st features the aforementioned Nelny Cronin as a special guest. The live stream is viewable on the Seamus Ennis Arts Centre's YouTube channel and tseac.ie for information on how to join in.